Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that was fun. Another great Monday Night Football game. Woo! You're on the Eagles side with us. Not that fun. You just had that doom and gloom feel the entire time. We'll talk about that. We'll go over the entire Week 15 card. A lot of big numbers, a lot of injuries around the league. I'm sure you're going to see that a whole bunch final month of the regular season. We'll talk some college hoops. Got the Jimmy V Classic going down tonight in New York. Our buddies Michael Felder, Will Brinson will drop by as well. I want to get into the Heisman because we have the big straw poll that we've been waiting on. It's interesting. Very interesting. I feel a little bit different. It gives you more confidence if you are looking for some value. We'll talk about that over the next few hours. Sam, Jalen Hurts blows.
You mentioned the word interesting for the Heisman poll. It's not as interesting as the Philadelphia Eagles, who have now lost three in a row. Cowboys, Bears, Chargers. They are now 8-5, and they are out to 11-1 to win the Super Bowl. John Murray was on our show a month ago and said the Eagles were the second best team in football. Ever since then, they haven't won a game. Okay.
I don't think if John was on the horn this morning that he would be saying the exact same thing.
No.
And they don't overreact out there. When they're making their power ratings and Super Bowl numbers, they don't take any one result. But that's the thing. That's the whole point of this exercise. This is not based on one result. And we've been hearing out of Philadelphia for, I would say, a good month now. People that are in the know, that cover that team on a daily basis, at all the practices, talk to people inside of the building, that Jalen Hurts is the problem. You can talk about the offensive coordinator, Sirianni with coaching. A.J. Brown certainly takes his share of blame in last night's loss. The defense rushing last week, the biggest issue in that game when they got smoked by the Bears and embarrassed. Defense did its job last night. That's the frustrating part when it comes to certain handicaps and betting. Like, our handicap last night was correct, but watching the game, like you were texting me during the game, you're like, you know, the Eagles are going to lose. You're just watching the game. You see it. The handicap was correct. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you how we felt. And when we were all on the same side, we're like, oh boy, strap in. This could be trouble for Philadelphia. It was trouble for Philadelphia. But the idea was, even without Jalen Carter, you're going to have that mismatch in the trenches, getting pressure on Herbert. You did. They kept going after that broken arm. You know, he didn't have much time. He was running out of the pocket because he knew he only had a couple of seconds. He was the leading rusher for the Chargers because of that reason. The defense did its job. Vic Fangio's unit bounced back. They showed up. They hit Herbert 11 times last night. They sacked him 7 times, Sam. They pressured him on 68% of dropbacks. The defense was not the issue. You have 5 freaking turnovers, and you only give up 22 points in overtime? Like, that's an amazing job by the defense. The problem goes back to Jalen Hurts. And I know it's crazy. He won a Super Bowl a matter of months ago. 5 turnovers last night. And just the one that ended that game, because of course it was going to be an interception to end that game, throws it into double coverage. It's tipped up. I get it. That was first down. make the play to live another day. You're in four down territory. Sirianni established on that drive. He's going for the win. He's not playing for the tie. If that one doesn't connect, you've got three more chances at it. But no, Hurts ends the ball game with his arm. What a surprise. Five turnovers from him, four picks, one lost fumble on maybe the craziest play any of us are ever going to see.
What a stupid game. And we had teased that we both had the Eagles in our Chicago media contest where we pick five games ATS every week. And I forgot that I had Philly. I knew that I was 2-2 going into Sunday night. I thought I had the Texans, though, and then I was very surprised to see, oh, I've got the Eagles. And I said on this show, they're not winning. They're just not. It's just been that kind of year for me. I'm very honest with how I've been running, and it's been 2-3, 2-3, 2-3, 2-3, 2-3, 2-3, 2-3, 2-3 every week. 2-2 going into Monday night. And of course, Jalen Hurts plays maybe the worst game of his career. The only saving grace is that we did get to a bet together for the second straight Monday night that came through. Saquon, touchdown. That's the only thing I enjoyed last night.
Their only touchdown of the night.
Right.
The total closes 42, and you have 10 field goal attempts. Field goals, both teams, all night. Five for each team. And then the total comes down to the Eagles' possession to end the game. So the under hits because they don't score a point on that final drive of the game. You're right. What a stupid game. And I keep going against the Chargers. Like, they should have lost last night. They were outgained by 90 yards. They couldn't move the football. The only reason they were scoring on a lot of those drives was because they had great field position due to Hurts' stupidity. So they shouldn't have won. They did win. The fact is they're 9-4 on the season. I mentioned Herbert is the leading rusher on the team. Herbert goes 12 for 26, 139 yards. They end up winning the game. He fumbled the ball twice, lost one of them, threw an interception. Even though I'm on the other side, at a point, I feel sorry for the guy. Like, he's got no chance back there. He's hurt. I don't even know that he should be on the field. And he's going against this ferocious defense that keeps on attacking, keeps on attacking. Seven sacks on the night, and it didn't matter, because the quarterback can't stop making mistakes. And then it's not only him. I mentioned A.J. Brown. How about that dude? That was a perfect pass from Hurts into the end zone. Brown doesn't come down with it. Number of plays, you just don't see the effort from A.J. Brown. You're supposed to be the number one receiver, a top option on the outside in this league, and it's so up and down. I get it. I get it after watching another full Eagles game. Of course, it was an Island game last week. It's an Island game this week. I get the frustration and why so much of that Eagles fan base has they're just fed up with Hurts, man. They're done with the whole thing.
As for your point on the Chargers, that they're sloppy and the games aren't pretty, they keep winning. They keep finding ways to win. So it's hard to hold a candle and make them squeal when they're 9-4. Like, they're 9-4, and the big bad Kansas City Chiefs are 6-7.
Right.
They can't win. They can't find ways to win. And the Chargers, as sloppy as it is, are 9-4. They played 13 games and won 9 of them. And I, buddy, I did some accounting last night. If the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl, I'll win like $30,000 now. That's where I'm at. I keep grabbing. I had somebody else last night go, hey, can you grab me a dime? Can you grab me a dime? Now, I'm splitting those dimes with a couple buddies.
Sure.
But I've laid out my case to guys that are really, really good at what they do. And I hate to keep bringing it back to Buffalo, but here's my argument, right? Sell me this pen, Wolf of Wall Street. Before the season, when everybody was healthy and nobody had a loss, Buffalo was like 7-1. Okay, so here we are in early December. Mahomes ain't making it. Burrow's dead. Lamar stinks. And they're 9-1 now. 950. How? Oh, because the Broncos are 11-2 and the Patriots are 11-2. Miss me with that, man. If you would have told me in August that Mahomes wouldn't make the playoffs, that Burrow wouldn't make the playoffs, and that the Ravens would suck, how much Buffalo would we have bet? And I got these guys last night. I'm at the bar. I'm wheeling and dealing. They're like, he's right. We should bet Buffalo. So I just keep adding. I keep adding Bills.
They're the shortest number out of the AFC. And what seed are they? They're the fifth seed right now, sixth seed?
Well, the Chargers are five now. So Buffalo sixth. Dropped down to six because the Chargers won last night.
Good. Love it. They're the sixth seed, 9-4. They're going to be in. We know this. And here's your opportunity.
And if the season ended today, guess where they go? Take a guess where they go, round one.
So they're the six. Who's the three? Would that be Jacksonville? Yeah.
So then if you go to Jacksonville, and assuming you go and beat Jacksonville, which, I mean, they'd be favored in the game, then you go on the road and take on a quarterback who's never won a playoff game. I'm telling you, man, it's just, it's open up for Chunky for Buffalo. It's all there for you.
Since we're here. And we're going to have breakdowns, the AFC playoff picture, the NFC playoff picture later on in the show. But since we're here and you brought up the Bills, I did write down a Bills bet that you might want to add to your portfolio if you don't already have it in your 30K portfolio. Bills, number one seed. 17-1. You've got New England. Next. So if you beat New England, now New England's 11-3 and you're sitting there at 10-4, right? And then you split the series with them. The Denver schedule, Denver. So you got to pass a couple of teams here, obviously. But Denver has the third toughest remaining schedule in the league. Green Bay, Jacksonville, LA Chargers, Kansas City. Record-wise, Kansas City is their easiest game that they have left. It's going to be tough. It wouldn't surprise me if they have a couple of losses there. New England, they can certainly lose a couple of games. They still have to go to Baltimore, and you've got this Buffalo game this weekend. Yeah, it's the fourth favorite. It's 17-1 for a reason. Jacksonville is 8-1. That doesn't math for me. No.
Yeah.
Jacksonville 8-1 and Buffalo 17-1 for the number one seed. You'd have to look into tiebreakers, but I mean, I'm not telling you to add more Bills because you've got enough Bills right now, but that certainly got my attention that, hey, the odds are saying it's going to be Denver or New England for obvious reasons. Either one seed. I don't think Buffalo's dead for that.
The game's a pick 'em right now at the Westgate, mm-hmm. Buffalo, New England. It's a pick 'em.
Yeah.
In a revenge spot for a really good team with the best player in football. I just see it one way, and maybe I'm wrong. And again, that 30K is what I'm due to win if they win. I'm not betting 30,000 liability. But, you know, last week, and I told our guys in Buffalo, show up in the Bulldog on Friday, I said, I have a problem. I can't stop. It's like a Pringles can. You just pop it, and you just keep going. I bet him last Monday, 8 days ago, at 12-1. And then on Wednesday, I bet him again at 10-1. And then on Friday, I bet him again at 9-1. Just the numbers are higher than they were in the summer, which doesn't make any sense. So that's where I'm at in my life, losing a job, but pounding the Bills as much as I can.
All right, losing a maybe it's an upgrade if that ticket cashes in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a good case. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. I mean, and you got the Oway penalty too. It's 4th and 4 on that last drive. They got the penalty. And then dummy turns it over again for a fifth time. Four wasn't enough. Let's do it once again. Thank you very much, Jalen Hurts. We tried to.
He said, ring.
Coming up, but how about what's happening today in Indianapolis? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I didn't see anything. What did I miss? Phillip Rivers. Wait a minute. Yes, I saw this. I saw this last night at the bar, and somebody from the back, I didn't know who the guy was. You know, they show it on the ticker, or they show it on the halftime show or whatever. And somebody yelled, I thought he was dead.
He is, because he's got like 86 kids. I'm dying to leave. I'm going to come back, good baby. Luck. Haven't played since COVID. He's 44. The last time he played, he was in his 30s. And they are in such dire straits with the Colts quarterback situation that he's coming in. You got the Daniel Jones injury. Then we find out yesterday afternoon that Riley Leonard is dealing with knee soreness. And the Colts come out yesterday and say, yeah, Anthony Richardson, he's not coming off IR this week with the eye injury. What's left? We got Brett Rippon on the practice squad, and we're bringing in old man Philip Rivers for a little bit of a tryout today to see what he's got.
Why stop there? Bring back Peyton Manning. Go get Jim Sorgi. Just go get everybody that played.
Jeff George. Where's your guy, Jeff
George? You know what's wild? You know what's wild? Jeff George might be better than Anthony Richardson at this point. Eye injury? Give me a break. He stinks. They wasted the fourth overall pick on Anthony Richardson, and they knew a year in it was a dud.
Bro, that is going to go down as one of the worst picks of all time. And if you look at the guys that are drafted around him, before him, Will Anderson, after him, Devin Witherspoon. It's like, it's a bunch of Pro Bowlers. And there's Anthony Richardson. But Ballard's safe. Great GM. Joe O. Sammy P. Week 15 next. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think everybody's a fan of Scott Van Pelt. He did a good job. He does a good job with everything he does. And like even me, who loves SVP, thinks he's the best thing that ESPN has. He comes on the air and he's trying to sell how great of a game that was and how enthralling it was. An exhilarating game. Scott, like we all watched. Please stop. You don't have to sell me. Your presence is going to sell me. We're here for bad beats. Like, no, you don't need. It's fine.
It was a crap fest. We all know what we watched last night in Herbert versus Hurts. And it's bad, man. I mean, don't you, Sam, walk away from that and like, the whole time I'm nodding my head. I'm like, I get it. I get it. Because last week, even though we watched that Bears-Eagles game and it was a crap fest from their defense, understood. Like last night, I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it why they're so pissed. I know they just won a Super Bowl, but I totally understand why they are so freaking pissed with the way this team is playing and all the talent that they have.
Speaking of SVP, who I enjoy.
Yes.
When they stand, I forget how big he is. That is a large human being. And usually when you see Scott, he's by himself at a desk in a studio. Mm-hmm. But last night they did the standing hit. And he's next to Jason Kelce, who I looked this up. Jason Kelce played at least at 282 pounds, and he's 6'3". And SVP is towering over Jason Kelce. You look up, really? Lesha, you're like, oh my God. Well, Van Pelt's almost 6'7". Like, that's a big dude. And he wears baggy suits. Mm-hmm. Most people like to wear suits that, you know, are a little bit tighter. I like to wear a tighter suit. Not skin tight, not Ryan Clark tight, but I like a suit to fit me like a glove. SVP wears a bigger suit. So you got Kelce, who again is 6'3". And played at 282, and he looks tiny compared to SVP, who looks like Lurch just standing there, like, and the suit goes on for days. That's a big old boy, SVP, man.
I knew he was tall, but I didn't know he's 6'6", 6'7" range.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Big dude. Big dude.
Good dude, according to everybody.
Of course.
And it comes across. Like, he's not fake. So much fake right now in this business. And you can spot it a mile away. People treat the audience like they're idiots. They're not idiots. They see what you are. But yeah, you're right. The more I think about it, right before halftime, they always do that shot and then it goes up and it's like, wait, he's way up there. He's a big boy. The reaction in Philly, I think I'm going to take it in all day. I couldn't sleep last night for reasons that will not be discussed. Maybe they will one day over the next couple of weeks. But I turned on the stream. I was listening to the post game. And remember, they carry the Eagles. As soon as the host comes on, torching them, destroying them. I wake up this morning, I turn it on, and there's Richie and the boys like just barbecuing the Eagles. And it's not garbage. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of fans are like, oh, yeah, whatever. We really feel sorry for you. You just won a Super Bowl, and you've got all this talent on your team, drama, whatever. Who cares? But I get it, man. Hurts is infuriating. And this is a couple of games now, and maybe his worst performances ever, where you're backing him. When you're betting with a team, you do feel like you're part of the fan base. And then you're watching it through that lens. And, oh, my God, it was just so infuriating. So infuriating. So I understand. I'm not laughing here at Eagles fans this morning with the way that they feel. And I'm certainly going to check out Joe G when our show's a wrap.
What did they say about the positivity bunny?
I go in the Odyssey app right now. I pull up WIP and the last segment was, is this the end of the positivity bunny? ? Bunny emoji.
And you know what's wild? They're still going to win this NFC East and host a playoff game. Nobody in that NFC East is going to touch them. And
Correct.
You're protected because you win a division. So, you know, looking at the standings right now, you know, last year it was talked about that the NFC East was maybe the most well-rounded division in football. Some would make that case. I don't think we made that case. We said the North, and then the North got slaughtered in the playoffs. But okay, Philly stinks. Philly's 8-5. The next closest team, Dallas, is 6-6-1. So as bad as they may be, then you got the NFC South. Like, the winner of that's going to be 9-8 and be the 4 seed. So despite all this and all this vitriol and hate and shoot the positivity bunny or whatever, they're going to be the 3 seed still. And it's not going to be easy to go into Philly and beat that defense. It's not.
And right now, that would be the San Francisco 49ers doing that. They could. You know what I'm realizing? As this is coming into focus, the playoff picture for both conferences, it took a while to get here. And I'm trying not to overreact to what we just saw. But the list of teams I don't trust is growing. Playoff teams that will be in there, I'm like, nope, don't trust you. Don't trust you. Nope, no chance. I'm betting against you. Like, that's growing. Even though it's a wide open year, there are a handful of teams, including Philadelphia, right now, Tampa Bay, Chicago, even Pittsburgh, Chargers, New England, Denver. I don't trust when it comes to winning the Super Bowl, getting to the conference championship and winning the Super Bowl. That list is growing. We don't know if this is going to be the official list, but I think it's going to be most of it. There might be one or two changes. That's it.
Okay, so let's go to BetMGM and go from the top. Very simple, yes or no question. Do you trust the LA Rams?
Yes.
Seattle Seahawks?
Yes.
With Darnold. I saw that. I saw that squint too.
It's wavering a little bit. Like, it's a different trust than a month ago. I'll say that, but I still trust.
Green Bay Packers.
I'm not betting on them. How about that? They're going to lose earlier than expected. Let me put it that way.
So the three Super Bowl favorites, Joe trusts 1.5 of the teams. Correct. I'll give Seattle a half. Buffalo Bills.
If that run defense that we've seen the last 2 weeks, and some of the game script, but if they play closer to that level, it's a big yes.
Denver Broncos.
By far, they have the best quarterback in the playoffs. Not close.
Not Denver. Right? Buffalo.
No. I'm still on the Buffalo one. Denver, do I trust? Sean Payton has done some obscure stuff. I know they've won 10 in a row. I'm not betting them to win a Super Bowl, so that's a no.
New England Patriots.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Two more. Philadelphia Eagles.
No.
Houston Texans.
Yes.
So does Mitch Moss. The other night when I tweeted about Buffalo, he jumped into my mentions. Actually, I'm going to get the tweet right because I don't want to misspeak. But I was starting to lay out my Bills case on Sunday, and I tweeted that, let's see, I'm going to get everything right here. I tweeted Bengals, Burrow are dead. Chiefs, Mahomes are cooked. Ravens, Lamar on the ropes. It's all coming up Bills. And Mitch Moss, who I used to work with, and Mitch and I get along very well, he responded, it's coming up with the team we're currently watching. And that was during Sunday Night Football when the Texans were beating Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. I was hearing from Patriots fans like, I hope we don't play the Texans in the playoffs. I'm like, yeah, you better hope you don't play the Texans. There's a lot that's going around. And speaking of that, so you heard from Mitch Moss out of the blue yesterday. Ryan Horvath sends me an apology. Because he was making fun of me when I threw the Texans out there as a strong possibility of a long shot bet at 50-1, like 5-6 weeks ago. He's like, no. He's like, when I'm doing my hits, I keep talking about the Texans as a long shot. That's the value play, man. And I don't even know if the value's there anymore.
What hits? What hits is he talking about?
I think that's the only place he's working. He's got weekly radio hits.
Okay.
For a couple weeks.
I saw that he's getting off the internet January 1st. Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, he's getting off social media, but he might be back, I heard.
What is that?
I don't know.
What do you mean? You heard he might be back. What does that mean? Back
Saw his tweet. Yeah, he tweeted.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, he said that he was going to take a break, but he might be back. Unless he deleted that tweet, too. I don't know. I can't find it now.
There have been some deleted tweets from him. I wish he didn't delete them, but I understood why.
He did delete it. He tweeted that he was getting off social media January 1st, and I can't find it anymore.
He deleted his bio, too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, it used to say BetMGM Tonight, but he's not on the show apparently because I've never heard him host it in a long time. So I would delete it too.
It used to say two-time employee of the month.
Well, that was his best one. Have you ever received an employee of the month? Nowhere I've been have they handed out an employee of the month, I don't think. So I've never won one.
No.
I certainly wouldn't win one here.
I've only gotten a Christmas bonus one time in my life. Have I told you the story about the VSiN Christmas bonus we got one year?
Just one time?
We got a Christmas bonus. Everybody was excited. Humans had me convinced we were getting cash. We were getting money.
Well, that's the normal thing.
So I remember Brian Musburger's wife was putting together, we had a side room near the studio, and she was putting paper mache in these little bags. And Humans is like, there they are. There they are. So
I feel like this is Griswold.
There's 12 bags for all the full-time employees, and you're like, okay, well, we're getting something. And they had this little meeting where we all got a bag with the paper mache and the confetti string, and you open up the bag, and it's two shot glasses that say VSiN on them and a card that says, thanks for helping us take our big shot. I thought Humans was going to kill everybody in the building. Like,
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's it.
Two shot glasses. He didn't know. He wasn't messing with you. Because when you say Humans, okay, he's messing with you. Because that's usually how the story goes with him.
Right. He was convinced that we were getting money. And we got two shot glasses with the VSiN logo. That's exactly what we all wanted for Christmas.
Man. I won't tell you about my Christmas bonuses. When I was working with Mike North, some of the cash that I would get and Brian Hanley.
Oh, I bet.
Very generous. Yeah.
Yeah. When I interned for Roe, I got an envelope with like $600 in it, cash. Hundreds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like that was a thing. And it was understood. That's what you did. That's just part of it. Because people know that the producers are making nothing. Like, they counted on that money.
Wow. Yeah, well, I was an intern the year I got that cash, so I made
nothing. I don't know if that's still a thing.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking of the people I used to work with at WGN. They were nice. I got invited to, like, holiday parties and stuff, but no, I never got. The last time I got a Christmas envelope.
Depends who you worked with, I think.
Right. Roe was old school, so Roe gave cash.
Yeah.
Other people give you a nice little pat on the back. Good job.
I wonder nowadays if with regular jobs, because this is irregular, if that's the deal still. I don't hear about Christmas bonuses anymore. Like 80s, 90s, like it's obviously I brought up Griswold. It's in that movie a lot. Like that was a normal thing in business, Christmas bonus. And I don't hear anybody talk about him anymore. I don't even know if it's a thing.
When they kidnap the boss, when Griswold kidnaps the boss.
So yeah. Good.
Yeah, and the cops come.
Maybe we should end our last show with that rant.
Sure. If we make it there.
Yes. Correct. Correct. What were we going to talk about? Oh, week 15. Lines on week 15. We won't get to all of them. God, shut up, Gertch. So annoying. Christmas Vacation sucks in the chat. Moron. Like, do you have to be a Debbie Downer about everything?
You knew that was coming.
It's just a dumb take. That's begging for attention take. I'm sorry, Gertch. Sometimes I'm with you. Not on that one. That's ridiculous. Outrageous.
Moron moon. Joe, very, very strong on Christmas Vacation.
No, but I just, to say it sucks. Oh, it just sucks. Like, you're just doing the, I'm going to go against the grain thing.
It's not nearly as good as the original, but what is in life?
Yeah, fine. He's a European vacation guy. That's what he is. Oh, man. Off the tracks. Worse than European vacation? Insane!
That's much.
See what I'm saying? He's just going over the top now. He's got takes. Maybe you should stay. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSmart, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Week 15 starts on Thursday. Wow, some of these numbers are interesting, Sam. Big move-ins, favorites flipping. I want to go over those, and I think it's understandable on some of them. We're laughing about this tryout today. Philip Rivers, 44-year-old Philip Rivers, trying out for the Indianapolis Colts because they don't have anybody that can play quarterback unless they go to Ripon, pull him up from the practice squad. Even then, you still need a couple guys. Now, chances are Riley Leonard's going to deal with his knee soreness. He's going to be out there. Took a look at the look ahead. Colts, who are they playing this week? Who we got?
Seattle.
Okay, Colts, Seattle. With Daniel Jones pre-injury, what do you think the look ahead was?
Only because I looked.
Okay.
I know the answer. 3.5.
Okay. 10-point move?
Mm-hmm.
A 10-point move from the line that was posted a week ago to where we are today. This is 13.5. Seattle, your favorite. Any part of you say, overreaction, not only is it an overreaction, but there's value on the other side. I have to bet Indy.
No, not yet. And let's also remember that when they reopened the game on Sunday night in Vegas, it was 10. So it's floated off the 10. Westgate opened 10 at 7:01 p.m. Eastern on December 7th, so Sunday night. From 10 to 10.5 to 11 to 12.5 to 13 to 13.5. If we get to 14, man, it's a bet for sure. Give me 14, I'm in. But they might get pounded. If they're trotting Philip Rivers out there, I need at least 14.
What was the game? Was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah, wasn't that the Brosmer game? He had all those interceptions. Whatever his name is, Brosmer. 26-0. It has the feel of that, right? Where they just do nothing offensively the entire game. Or you just hand it off to Taylor like 30 times. Go get destroyed. Even on Sunday, it was 6-6 at halftime. And then Seattle ends up beating Atlanta 37-9. How many points can the Colts 14. Get?
14. Well, I mean, if you want to do the math real quick, the total has come down too, believe it or not. 46 on the open to 42.5. So they're saying, what, 27-14-ish? I mean, that's their 28-15. That's the projected final score if you're going to have a total of 42.5 and a spread of 13. So I'm going to guess the Indy team total will be about 13.5. That's my guess.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you have a 13.5 point dog, 13 point dog in Tennessee at San Francisco, 11.5 Jets at Jacksonville, 11.5 Vegas at Philly, we're probably going to be on a couple of those dogs. I don't know if Indy's going to be one of them. It's gross. But you know a couple of those are going to cover. Maybe even one of them wins. Like, this is the way of the NFL. And then there's Houston 9.5 against Arizona. The Cardinals stink, but that's another one that's probably going to touch double digits. Some places have it a juice 9.5 already. And Houston's a hot team. People are looking the back. Sunday Night Football, they all saw them. And that's been moving in one direction as well.
Yeah, there's a 10. Pin at Chris, a couple other tens offshore. So we're on the way. And now you look at BetMGM on Houston and a half minus 115, along with a couple other books. So we are on the way to 10. And I don't think there's going to be a ton of opposition until you touch 10. There will be some bets at 10. I feel good in saying they reopened that one 7.5. So 7, 9.5, and now 10. That's what happens, though. Houston beats Kansas City on national television, Sunday Night Football. Oh, maybe Houston's going to go to the Super Bowl now. So it all goes in to the equation. The perception, I almost said precipitation, the perception on Houston is through the roof right now. And that's why you have a number that's gone from 7.5 to almost 10.
Two favorites flipped from the look ahead. New England was favored before not playing. Patriots go on bye. Now they're the underdog. It goes from New England minus 1.5 last week to Buffalo minus 1 at New England. And we've got, because of Jaden Daniels injury, again, it goes from Washington the favorite. They get embarrassed by the Vikings. And now the Giants are the favorite. Giants favored over Washington. Last time we saw Mariota, he wasn't bad. But my first thought when I was looking at that line early was, ooh, I like the Giants. And then the Giants, the numbers floating to Giants favored. Now it's minus 2. I'm like, do I really want to lay points with Jackson Dart and company?
Nah, I'm good. I'll be on Buffalo. Yeah. Shocker. At a pick 'em. Yes. I can bet pick right now. Yeah, that's something I'll be a part of this weekend for sure.
I'm looking forward to that. I'll be on that too as well. Best games, you know, Burrow as a dog again. Hit his first two games back. He's got a ridiculous record when he's an underdog, especially when it's 3 or higher. It's not 3. It's 2.5. If it's not betting on Cincinnati, it's probably betting on that team to little. Going up against that Ravens defense. They look pathetic right now.
It's a great teaser. Take Cincy at home, 2.5, up to 8.5.
Yep.
Just find a dance partner, whether it be Denver at home catching 8.5 against Green Bay, whether it's the Rams down to pick them against Detroit. That one won't be popular because people like Detroit and they like to bet on Detroit. Let's see, what else? How about Miami on Monday night? I know these unconventional teasers are not popular with the wise guys or whatever, even though Pittsburgh from 5.5 to 11.5 won outright on Sunday. which we talked about on this network. Miami from 3.5 to 9.5 on Monday night with a game totaled at 42. That would be my partner right now. If you were looking for something to tease Cincy with, Cincy +8.5, Miami +9.5. That would be my early look on Tuesday.
Is teasing the Bears down stupid?
No.
7.5 to 1.5, total of 40. Cleveland defense not as good on the road.
They could lose that game, though. They could.
Sure, they could.
Against that defense, they could lose.
Sure, they could. Chargers, Chiefs. Chargers, short week. And now you're dealing with everything on the line for the Chiefs. This is their last stand. Every game is moving forward.
Oh, we've been saying 3 weeks since their last stand.
No, but like mathematically, it really is. Like now we're down to probably, I think after the Chargers win, 11% playoff chance. Like there's no room for any error. They have to win out if they want a chance. It doesn't, and that doesn't even guarantee themselves a playoff spot. But laying 4.5, nope, not this guy.
Not me. I haven't laid a Chief bet in a long time, and I'm not going to start now. I don't like laying points with dead teams. Not my thing.
Green Bay at Denver. Broncos as a home dog.
Yep, that'll be popular.
Mm-hmm.
I love that teaser look. 8.5. Woo. Denver at home, 8.5.
Yep. Yep, pretty good. All right, so I feel like one of your bar conversations is always Lisa Ann, right? it comes back to that.
I do throw it out a ton. So
yes, I love
one of the guys asked, because he was talking about how much he loves the Patriots. And he's like, the Patriots are my 1A. I said, really? He said, yeah, Patriots above anything else, above the Red Sox, above the Bruins, above the Celtics. And then he goes, what's yours? And I go, my what? He's like, what's your list of teams? I'm like, well, for me, it's White Sox 1, Lisa Ann 2, Bulls 3. And everybody just starts laughing. And the one guy goes, why would you say that? I'm like, well, she's my second favorite. And then the other guy says, are you ever going to get her on the podcast? Because I've talked about, you know, getting her on Chicken Dinner. And I was like, Joe and I have tried. Like, damn it, we've tried. And I go, I'm thinking about sending her a DM. So another guy goes, what do you mean sending her a DM? I go, well, she follows me, so it'd be an easy fish in the barrel to just send a DM. She doesn't follow you. Like, how much do you want to bet? He ripped out a 20, threw it on the bar. I go, you sure about this? He's like, she doesn't follow you. Easiest 20 I ever made, Joe. Easy.
Let's go. She's a two-time author. That's why you follow her.
What was the name of the book? I can't remember. What was the name of the book?
Is it Living Life to the Fullest? Is that because I'm reading her Twitter bio now? Because she follows me, by the way, too.
It's
she wants she likes
the life. The life was the first book. Yeah.
Okay. And then she's got this. She's got a second book.
The Life Back.
The Life Back.
I'm a fan, but I would never be reading that book.
Does it have pictures?
I don't know, Joe. We should get her on the show and find out. Right.
Yeah, let's promote it. And she'll send us a copy. Like, Lisa, I got some time to read coming up on the schedule. So
$20 right in my hand. Very easy 20. I mean,
you gave it up?
That was like stealing. Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm not giving that back. I almost took it and ripped it in half just to prove a point.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Sometimes people come up after they lose a bet. There are certain people that don't pay up, or they may come up with excuses like, oh, no, you set me up for that. That's awesome. I love it. Yeah. You want to reach out to her or let's have Paul do it.
Why don't we give Jake her number? What could go wrong there?
Does she follow you, Jake?
No, Joseph. She does not follow me.
Not
follows
yet.
Follows us.
I mean, the obvious answer is we have Gertz do it, right?
No, we want you to do it.
Maybe we could talk about her movie list with Felder coming up next.
Okay.
I'm sure he would love to do that. I don't think he would enjoy that at all. We've got a lot to talk to Michael Felder about, college football analyst. He's one of our favorites. Want to get his reaction to everything that went down on Sunday and moving forward into this playoff picture. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.